News Talk 1620 WTAW. If you're planning to attend Saturday's Maroon and White football game at Kyle Field, here are some things that you might be interested in hearing about from Associate Athletic Director for Operations A&M, Mike Caruso.
Given the transition that we had last year into the SEC, the success we had in the conference, the individual accolades that we received for all the players, there is more than just a passing interest in this game. It's more than just the last event in the spring calendar, and everybody's predicting us to continue to have success in football. So there's more than a fine tuning eye looking to see just how good we're going to be, how we're going to play some of the people, and so I think people are trying to figure out just how good we are, and I think we're trying to figure out how good we are. But the end result is an awful lot of interest in this game coming up Saturday.
Which means what for those who are coming to town?
Well, I predict that this will be our largest attended Maroon and White game. We're going to open up probably twice as much of the stadium to prepare for the crowd. It is, for all intents and purposes, a general admission seating situation. We're going to open up all of the lower levels on the east, the west, the student side, as well as the alumni side. South end bleachers will be available, as well as the north, and we're going to open up more sections, decks on the west side to accommodate more people. So, it's as I said before, it's a general admission scenario. We have a lot of events going on campus. That day there is more than just the football game. The Aggie Moms have a boutique, and there's a Taste of Aggieland experience going on over at Duncan Field, as well as a couple of different open houses and meetings. So the focus for some might be on football, but there's lots of other things going on. So I would encourage people to move earlier than normal, even though we're going to open up the gates at 1 o'clock. I would expect that there'll be a number of people who are going to want to get there early and try and take advantage of getting that best seat in the house. It is just us, so it cuts down some of the pageantry that we do with the visiting team, et cetera. So the Aggie band will be coming. They'll be arriving about 1:15 or so, and they'll be in the stands and playing. But the team will come out probably the last 30 minutes prior to the game. And, other activities that we have going on, this is the Yell Leaders' first event. So we will introduce the new group of Yell Leaders and let them do their first official, well, it's actually their second official activity because they have the Parents' Weekend Midnight Yell prior to that. But, all the things that we do as far as the lead-in, we'll have the regular team intros, and the team will be there. I mean, the band will be there actually for Anthem and Spirit and Techstar Texas. So a lot of fun things leading up to it. Now, that added interest has brought ESPN to town. They will have they're going to run 2 hours live from 2 o'clock on, from kickoff on. They're bringing all the big boys in, Fowler and Herb Street, and they'll bring their big DirecTV bus and actually do a show out of that on Friday. They're bringing the coaches' trophy, the championship trophy, which will be sitting on the sidelines, during this event. And so we've got a little bit more activity than just our normal spring game.
And I was going to ask you, what has been the average attendance in the recent past, and what's being projected for this week?
Yeah, I would say that our average attendance has been somewhere in the neighborhood of 20,000, maybe a little bit less. The difficult part there again is because adults are required to purchase a $5 ticket, and they're encouraged to do that ahead of time to go to Flash Seats, which is our secondary ticket market, to be able to purchase those ahead of time to avoid any long lines on Saturday. But basically all students and younger get in free, so it's hard because you don't have a hard ticket and you don't have a reserved seat like we do during the year. So the crowds are pretty estimated upon the amount of folks that are in the stands, based on how many people can fit into a specific area. But I would expect that we're going to be 30,000 to 40,000 probably for this Saturday.
Visiting with A&M Associate Athletic Director Mike Caruso about Saturday's Maroon and White football game, and curious whether there's going to be tailgating on Saturday.
tailgating is allowed. We can tailgate around NCAA events, and we do have, you know, besides the football game, we have a baseball game that starts at 12:30, and then we have a softball game at 4 o'clock. So tailgating is allowed because we have NCAA events on campus. I think it'll be probably a smaller tailgate group than normal. We'll have people out there, you know, patrolling the area to make sure that, all the rules are being adhered to. There is a couple of changes, I think, that from games in the past. Transportation Services will be charging a $5 parking fee, and pretty much all the lots surrounding Kyle Field, as well as the garages. Now, if any of the surface lots, though, if you have any valid TAMU parking permit, you'd be allowed to park in there for free, as well as we have a regular parking that's going on in reserve lots for baseball, but the lots at Reed Arena and North, the North lots at Reed Arena, plus 97 and 74 over by Rosenthal, those are all free parking. So to take advantage of that, you probably want to get here early. It's not much of a walk, but the surface lots are any valid permit is accepted as long as there's a parking space there. And again, you know, just keep in mind the other activities that are happening on campus earlier, things in the MSC with the Mom's Boutique, as well as, the Taste of Aggieland at Duncan Field. So those areas will probably fill up with parkers early.
That, along with everything else going on with Parents Weekend.
Right, right. It's a pretty exciting time on campus, and this is, you know, this is the Maroon White game probably is the fulcrum for all the activities, but there's lots going on, lots of people are going to be back in town, and lots of interest in the football team, so we expect that to carry over into the game Saturday.
And you made a reference to a midnight yell that's taking place on Friday night?
Correct. Friday is a number of things are happening. Friday, there is Aggie Ring Day, so they're distributing rings now at the Association of Former Students building. Aggie Moms have their boutique going on most of the day in the MSC. And Corps of Cadets are actually going to have a review inside of Kyle Field from 5:30 till 7. And that's their Parents Weekend. And then this is the midnight yell at Kyle Field, Parents Weekend midnight yell. And as I said before, this will be the first official acts of the new yell leader group.
So again, the word to the wise, you're making plans to be on campus, get there with plenty of time to spare.
Yep, I would. Plan ahead, enjoy lots of activities that are going on campus, and we'll open the gates at Kyle Field at 1 o'clock, and you can come pick your seat, and hopefully it'll be a beautiful weather day, and should be a lot of fun.
Anything else that we need to cover?
I might mention also that the Ross Volunteers are going to perform at halftime during our game. And as I said before, the Aggie Band will be at Kyle Field for the activities.
Thanks again to Mike Caruso, Associate Athletic Director at A&M, with some tips that will make your Saturday game day experience a little more enjoyable. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.